just saying thank you over and over again, you immediately feel better. You feel like you're vibrating at a higher frequency and it just lifts you up. Try it. Do it for 30 seconds. See how many things that you can say thank you to or thank you for. And you will see that instantly you feel better. You know, gratitude is one of the few things to actually be associated with greater rates of happiness.
When I was growing up, I was always told that I was too much to handle. I was too loud, too opinionated, too demanding, just plain too much. Now, as an adult, I celebrate these qualities within myself and within the women I know. This is a call to action. This is a space to own your too muchness. This is too much to handle.
Hannah Cranston here, and today I am doing another solo episode. I am really, really excited about today's episode because I am going to talk about my morning routine, which, if you know me, is something I am very passionate about. And if you don't know me, you're about to find out. So this is how I get in the zone every single day, how I maintain my health, how I set myself up for success for the whole day, for the whole week, for the whole month, for the whole year, for my lifetime. I truly, truly believe that how you start your day and approach your morning is how you approach your life. So I'm going to break down how I wake up, what I do so that I feel confident and ready to take on the day and ready to take on the world. Today, I'm actually not in the studio, so if the sound's a little weird, sorry. If you hear jingling or like gnawing on a bone, that is not cannibal Santa Claus. It is my dog, Tucker, so I apologize in advance. My voice is a little raspy today. It's very early on a Sunday morning. So we're just going to roll with it. We're going to see how it goes. All right. So before we jump in, I want to give a shout out to the reviewer of the week, Smot3, who said, "I look forward to listening to this podcast every week. Hannah has such thoughtful things to say about so many topics that relate to me. I know that this podcast will leave me with a positive and motivated attitude." I love that. One of my main goals for this podcast was to have people stop listening. Not stop listening, but stop when they finish listening, feel positive. Like, I wanted people to leave my podcast feeling better about themselves, feeling better about the world around them. So I am so happy that you are feeling that. That makes me just feel like we're vibing here. You know, the podcast is resonating with you, and that means so much to me. And these reviews mean so much to me. You guys, if you have literally like 30 seconds, these reviews are life for us in the podcast world, both for the success of the podcast, but also it just makes me happy. And I love giving you guys shout outs and showing the love back, because it just touches my heart that you guys, you know, take the time out of your day to write these reviews. So thank you so much for writing this review. And I hope that this episode motivates you too, because what you do in the morning, your morning routine, should motivate you and make you feel like a mother frickin' badass. All right. So like, what do you do in the morning now? Right. A lot of people are checking their emails. Maybe you hit the snooze button a few times. We're all guilty of that. You drag yourself to the gym half asleep. You're scrolling through Instagram. Mm-hmm. You're stressing about everything that you have to do that day. Oh, there's the dog. And you're doing all of these things right when you first open your eyes, right? But think about the emotions that are associated with these things, right? And if those emotions are what you want to carry throughout the day, right? Checking your emails, you know, scrolling through Instagram, looking at Instagram models or fitness people or people who, you know, are talking about all of their, you know, amazing travels or whatever it may be. Thinking about your to-do list, right? You're feeling stressed. I'm already feeling stressed just talking about those things, right? So think about what emotions you want to feel and how you can create those first thing in the morning, right? So like I personally want to feel happy. I want to feel excited. I want to feel inspired. I want to feel motivated. I want to feel ready to get shit done that day. I want to feel peaceful, right? I want to feel inner peace when I first wake up. Now, what is going to get me there? Is what you're doing now creating those emotions? Now, for most people, the answer is probably no, right? Like, do not feel bad about waking up and feeling stressed about all of the things that you need to get done, because we all need to get so much done during the day, and it can be stressful. It can be anxiety provoking, and that is okay. Don't feel bad about that. But there is a better way to get everything done that you need to do by implementing one simple thing that only takes 10 minutes, all right? So you can do that. You can add 10 minutes to your day. Now, I'm sure there's somebody listening to this right now who's like, no, I don't have that. I don't have the time. I don't have 10 minutes. I need to respond to my emails first thing, and I need to do this, and I need to get to the gym, and I need to do blah, 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 blah. If you say that you can't, if you say that you don't have the time to do something for 10 minutes, then stop listening right now. Just stop. This podcast and this particular episode is not for you. This is for people who want to live better, who want to live bigger and prioritize that in their lives, because everybody has time. We all have the same amount of time in a day, but it's about what you choose to prioritize. And my guess is that the same people who say that they don't have time, they probably scroll through Instagram for 10 minutes most days. They probably watch a TV show at night. Maybe they go out for lunch at work. Maybe they go to a happy hour. You have time. You are just choosing to spend it on different things. And I'm not saying that that's wrong, but don't say that you don't have time. Just say that you have different priorities. But my point here is that if your priorities don't include improving yourself and improving your mood or improving your success on a daily and life level, are those the right priorities? And maybe you don't know what your priorities are, right? Maybe you need clarity there. And I want to hash that out today. So we got a lot to talk about. So let's break down what I do every single morning. So every morning I take 10 minutes as soon as I wake up, before I look at emails. You guys, I don't even open my computer. I don't open Instagram. I don't really look at texts. I don't think about my to-do list or anything like that. I take 10 minutes first thing to journal. Actually, not first thing. I get my coffee first. You know, we all have our flaws. But I take 10 minutes to journal. Now, I'm not journaling about, you know, what I did the day before or what my feelings are and stuff like that, which I wish I did, because I'm like so jealous of people who have these written memories of their lives if they're really good at sort of documenting their everyday. But I don't do that. I really, what I do is answer three questions. Just three questions. We can all do that, right? So the first question that I ask myself is, what am I grateful for? Now, stay with me. I do a whole list of thank yous. So the first thing I am writing down, the first thing I am putting in my head, you guys know how passionate, if you follow me on Instagram, you know how passionate I am about the three H's, head, heart, and habit. So the first thing I'm putting in my head, first thing in the morning, is thank you. So I say, you know, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for keeping me healthy. Thank you for making me whole. Thank you for blessing me and my life. And thank you for having my back. So I'm writing this to, I don't know who, maybe the universe or God or whoever, for all of these things, right? Because I'm so grateful. I woke up this morning. Like, hello? That is not the case for a lot of people around the world. I'm healthy, right? Even when I'm feeling sick, I write, thank you for keeping me healthy, because that is what I want to bring in my world. And my cold or whatever is not the worst thing that could happen to somebody in you know, the realm of health. So thank you for keeping me healthy. I am so flipping healthy, even if I have the flu or whatever. Thank you for making me whole. Thank you for making me a whole human who can go through life and not feel like they're trying to fill voids, right? Thank you for blessing me and my life. Even if you feel like you are going through shit right now, there is something in your life that is blessed, right? That you have been blessed with. Maybe it's a talent. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's an animal, right? Everybody has these blessings, okay? And then thank you for having my back is a reminder that the universe, God, whoever you wanna think, has your back, right? Like, you can surrender somewhat to it. And even when you're going through shit, the universe is there for you, right? There's a reason that you are doing this and going through this. So when I'm, you know, struggling with something, I still say thank you for having my back, because I know that I can learn something from what I'm going through. So even if you don't believe in the woo-woo universe stuff, it doesn't matter. You are always learning from what you are going through, and the universe, whoever, you know, I don't know what people who don't believe in, you know, atheists or people who don't believe in the universe, who they talk to, but the way the world works, like, you can always learn something from what you are going through, right? And you know that if you look at your past and you see how things panned out before, everything worked out. Somebody had your back. Maybe it was just yourself. Maybe you had your back. Thank yourself for having your back. You made it through. You're fine and you're better for it. So starting your day with thank yous. So saying thank you over and over again is so powerful, right? Even just trying it right now. Say thank you for random things, like thank you for my coffee, thank you for my hair, thank you for my dog who's shaking right now, thank you for my apartment, thank you for the food that I'm gonna eat for breakfast in a few minutes, thank you for my laptop, you know, that I wrote notes on, thank you for my nails, thank you for the sun, thank you for my air, just rant, it doesn't even matter. Thank you for my iPhone, who cares? It doesn't matter. Just saying thank you over and over again, you immediately feel better. You feel like you're vibrating at a higher frequency and it just lifts you up. Try it. Do it for 30 seconds. See how many things that you can say thank you to or thank you for, and you will see that instantly you feel better. You know, gratitude is one of the few things to actually be associated with greater rates of happiness. Now, in positive psychology research, I'm a psych major, or was a psych major, am a psych major. I mean, I graduated with it, so I guess I still am. I don't know what how the verbiage works there. But gratitude is so strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. So it helps people feel more positive emotions. They can relish in good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build stronger relationships. So two psychologists at the University of Miami actually did a ton of research on gratitude. And in one study, they asked all participants to write a few sentences each week focusing on particular topics, right? So one group wrote about things they were grateful for that had occurred during the week. A second group wrote about daily irritations or things that had upset them, right? And the third wrote about events that had affected them with no emphasis on them being positive or negative. After 10 weeks of doing this, those who wrote about gratitude were more optimistic, felt better about their lives. They also exercised more and had fewer visits to physicians than those who focused on sources of aggravation. Hello. Gratitude is amazing. There's other studies that have actually looked at how gratitude can improve relationships. So there was this study of couples that found that individuals who took time to express gratitude for their partner not only felt more positive toward the other person, but also felt more comfortable expressing concerns about their relationship. Because when you feel that source of gratitude and you feel thankful for the other person, you feel more grounded and secure in your relationship, right? Because you know that you are thankful. You both are so grateful for what you have together. And then a little tiff here and there, or talking about something that bothers you, that's not going to rock the boat. That's not going to hurt your relationship, because you guys know that you're already so grateful for each other and you just want to become more grateful for each other and have a better relationship. So it establishes a more, secure foundation to then have those more difficult conversations than if you're always just like annoyed at the little things that maybe your partner does or says or whatever. Then everything's going to feel that much bigger and that much more threatening, right? So I also make a list of just things in general that I'm grateful for that aren't part of my thank you. So I write like my boyfriend, my mom. I write tuck your squishy face. But I'll write things like coffee, sunshine, even if I watched a great show the night before. And, you know, kind of back to the relationship part of that, even when I'm annoyed with my man, which, you know, it doesn't happen often, but it does happen. I won't lie to you. I still write his name first thing because I am so grateful for him in my life. And I'm so grateful for the things that he brings me. He brings me so much happiness and love and comfort. And so even if he's doing something that's annoying at the moment, I'm still so grateful for him. And then, to be honest, the annoying things seem a lot smaller. And when I talk to him about the annoying things, I'm coming from a place of love. And I'm coming from a place of security and knowing that I want to continue the relationship, but that I'm so grateful for the relationship. But I just want to talk about these little small things. So it's so helpful in so many different arenas of your life. And I truly believe that just starting your day with gratitude like makes you healthier, it makes your relationship healthier. I feel happier instantly just in the first few minutes of waking up. Now, maybe you don't believe me, but try it. Try it right now. Think of somebody or something that you are truly grateful for, right? Think about the way that they make you feel. Think about a fun time you had together or fun that it's brought into your life if it's a thing. Imagine that in your brain right now. Now, don't you feel just like an iota happier? A little bit? Yeah. My guess is that you do. Now, the second question after I do my gratitude list, I answer, I guess it's more of a statement rather than a question. So, but whatever. Yeah, it's just my minor vernacular issues, but that's okay. So the statement that I write out is a list of I ams. I make a whole long list of the things that I am or want to be. But here's the thing. Here's the trick, okay? So even if it's something I am not necessarily right now, I still write it out as I am. So if I say I want to be this, then I'm communicating to myself and my subconscious mind that I am lacking and I'm coming from a place of scarcity. I want this. I don't currently have it. I am going to do this, but I'm not currently doing right now. So when you're in this scarcity mindset that you want something or you don't have it right now, that, my friend, is when all shit hits the fan. Because you're stressed, you're anxious, and you're not acting like a person who is fulfilled and abundant. And as you guys know, I am a huge proponent of acting like the person that you want to be. Now, if you want more details on that, listen to my solo episode about self-love. Because you always want to be acting like the person that you want to be or the person that you envision yourself as rather than where you're currently at, right? It's the same sort of concept of dress for the job you want, not the job you have, right? Act like you already have the shit that you want, right? Your mind doesn't know the difference between what you tell it and reality. Your mind is, I'm sure you're a very smart person, but your mind does not know the difference, right? So, hello, only fill your mind with the best and most positive and hashtag goal shit ever. Because then you have your mind believing those things. And then you're going to be living as the person who has all those things and embodies all of those things. And guess what? When you put that energy out in the world, that energy comes back to you, right? Think about the guy in college, right? Who was so confident. Even if he wasn't that cute, even if he wasn't that smart, maybe he wasn't that funny, but he was so flipping confident and he got all the girls, right? He emitted the energy that women should like him. And what happened? Women started to like him, right? I mean, this is a bad example, but you know what I mean. So I write out everything that I am, right? Maybe it sounds silly to you, but it works. And I'm going to read this, and this is very personal. So I hope you benefit from this because this is getting real deep into my personal life. But I will write out, like, I am amazing. I am positive. I am happy. I am loved. I am loving. I am inspired. I am inspiring. I am magic. I'm the best girlfriend. I'm an incredible dog mom. I am living my best life. But then I'll also write out my goals too. So I'll write out, I am a New York Times bestseller. I am the host of the number one podcast. I am the best life and business coach and provide so much value to my clients. I am an eight-figure earner. I am an incredible and incredibly present mom. I am a supportive and extraordinary wife. Now, I don't have any kids. I'm not nobody's wife. I'm not a bestseller. I'm not an eight-figure earner yet. But my mind doesn't have to know that, right? Just feeding this to my brain every day makes it a part of my subconscious. And then I'm operating from a place where these things have already happened. So that means that I'm going to be more prone throughout my day and throughout my life to take action to make them happen. Right? Because I am these things, according to my subconscious mind, I'm going to see opportunities in my life where I could move towards these North Stars because it's a part of my identity now. So I must make them happen. Right? So think about the opposite of this. Like if this isn't vibing with you yet, think about the opposite of this, right? Think about when you say, I am anxious. Right? Oftentimes, I find that when I say I am anxious, all of a sudden, I find a ton of things to be anxious about. Even if I wasn't anxious about them before, because now I've made that a part of my identity. I'm anxious. So everything is going to make me anxious because that is part of who I am. My subconscious mind believes me. When you tell your mind something, it will believe you. So hello, why wouldn't you tell it the most positive things in the world? It doesn't make sense to me. You get to determine your identity. Why wouldn't you choose the biggest and grandest goals for yourself? Right? Now, the third and final question that I ask myself is, what are my intentions for today? Now, if you guys listen to the podcast a lot, you know that this is one of the questions I ask during my rapid fire questions at the end of the podcast, because I think it is so important to have intentions for everything you do. So I write out how I want to feel that day, what I want people to feel when they interact with me, how I want to approach potentially stressful situations or big work tasks. And even if I'm super, super excited about something, how do I want to feel during that moment, right? So usually I'll write things out like be present or be in the moment. I'll write out stay grounded, especially when I'm dealing with something super stressful at work and I know that I'm going to have to deal with that later in the day. writing Stay Grounded reminds me that no matter what is going on around me, I want to be calm and be in my body and be in that moment so that I can work from a better place than if somebody, you know, you get all worked up or, you know, stressed. Like once you get like super, super stressed about something and you're worked up about it, then you're not going to do as good of a job as if you stay grounded, right? So reminding yourself to stay grounded, reminding yourself to be your higher self that day, right? Be that person that you know that you want to be, or that you know that you are, okay? Better yet, that you know that you are in your deepest core, and work as that person, right? I write, be energetic. I write, get shit done. That is an intention for a lot of my days. I write, bring light into every room that you enter, not physical light. That'd be weird if I'm like walking around with a lamp. I don't know. Maybe there's dark rooms, better lighting, better photos. I don't know. But bringing that positivity, making people feel lighter around you, making people feel happier when they're around you. I write, be silly. I write, be silly a lot. That is one of my biggest intentions, because life is serious enough as it is. Like, bring silliness into it. Laugh about it. Like, you gotta laugh and be ridiculous about the things that happen in your world, because otherwise you could just get so down on yourself and so down on life. Like, there is enough shit out there. Don't add to it. Just have fun. Like, even during the worst tragedies that I have gone through, I'm always making jokes, right? Not in an inappropriate way, but in a way that just brings humor and levity to some of the like deepest and darkest times. You know, it makes it that much easier to get through. So I write, be silly. And then I write, leave work at the door when you're with B. So B is, I guess, I haven't named him yet for the podcast. Maybe I can take some suggestions from you guys. My boyfriend, his name starts with B. So I say, leave work at the door, you know, when you're going to be with him. And I guess let's talk about the door concept a little bit, because this is something that I do throughout the day. So when I enter a door, I think about what I want to bring into that room. What are my intentions for that room? So maybe that's the door of my podcast studio. And those intentions are going to be very different than the intentions that I want to bring into walking into my home with my boyfriend, right? So at each door, that's sort of like a reminder, like, hey, think about your intentions for what you want to bring into this room. So for the podcast, I want to be confidence boosting. I want to be relatable. I want to be intentional about the content that I'm providing you guys, you know? And I hope you can feel that, because I'm not just kind of rambling. These aren't rambling podcasts. These are very, very intentional, so that I can help you live better and live bigger, right? And be more confident, right? I write confidence boosting because I want women and men too to be more confident in themselves and live a more confident life. So I write these things down when I'm going into the studio so that I know what I want to bring into that room. When I'm with my boyfriend, it's very different. When I walk into a room with him, I'm like, okay, leave work at the door. You know, I don't want to bring that stress into our relationship, into our situation. Doesn't mean we don't talk about work, but I'm not, you know, in my head thinking about all the things that I need to get done and what stressed me out from the day and blah, 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 right? Because you can just bring so much negativity into those precious moments that you have with your partners or that you have with your loved ones. So I'll usually think about, before I enter in the door, I'm like, okay, leave work at the door, be silly, and be present. Because I don't want to be on my phone. I don't want to be thinking about something that's happening next week when I'm with him. I want to be present. I want to enjoy the time that I have with him. And so when I think about these things before I go into a door, I'm more likely to then do them. Not every time, but you have a better chance if you're being intentional about it, being intentional about your intentions, to emit those emotions, to emit those actions than if you're not thinking about it at all, right? So, you know, that's something that I do throughout the day. But I start my day writing just three things down that I want to do that day, that I want to feel that day, that I want to show people that day. And you can even write out things that you intend to do, right? I'll write out big projects or big goals that maybe I'm not going to get done today, but I want to remind myself daily of what I want in life so that I can keep my eye on the prize, right? So for me personally, I will write out one big personal goal and one big professional goal that I want to achieve. Now, this isn't the case for everybody, and especially not for every woman, but I want to make sure that I am advancing my work life and my personal life at the same time. So in concert, simultaneously, I wanted them both to be progressing at the same time, right? So there's a lot of people who like, oh, I want to get work done first and achieve a lot in my professional life, and then I'll take care of my personal life. And that's cool. Or if you want to do the flipperoo, that's cool too. But for me personally, it's really important that I do them at the same time. So I want to remind myself every single day that I need to balance my energy between the two. Okay? So all of these things that I write out, they don't take that much time. I know that this podcast is going long, but I just want to give you the background of why I do these things and why you would benefit from doing these things. But once you get in the rhythm of doing it, writing out your thank yous, writing out the things that you're just doing a short list of things that you're grateful for, writing out the things that you are, writing out your intentions for the day, they don't take that much time. Like I said, less than 10 minutes, but it clarifies your priorities and actually saves you time, because now you know where to focus your energy and everything else becomes periphery. So after I finish this, I'm usually drinking my coffee while I write this out. So maybe there's a confounding factor in this process, but I am ready, okay? After I do this, I am ready for the day. I am ready for work. I am ready for the world. I feel so amazing because one of the first I am is I am amazing. So that is part of my identity. I feel unstoppable. I feel so much more centered in myself, right? The other day, I woke up and I had a little bit of a faux pas. I looked at my phone and I didn't open it, but a notification popped up. It was a push notification. There's nothing I could do, right? And I saw an email in my notifications and it stressed me out. I knew what the content was about. I knew what I had to do after the email, but I didn't open it, okay? I put my phone down. I did my journaling. And then I responded after I was done with those 10 minutes. And because I did my journaling and I took the time, 10 minutes. Nobody's going to die in 10 minutes if you don't respond to their email. It'll be okay. But I felt so much more calmer. And then I was ready to handle that email from a better place, right? Because now I'm like, I'm a little bit more grounded and I can think more clearly rather than being groggy first thing in the morning, not really knowing what's going on, getting stressed out because I have this email in front of me now and I gotta respond and I gotta do all of these things today and now, blah, blah, blah. No, now I'm clear on my priorities. I'm clear on how I feel about myself. I'm clear on how I want others to feel about me, and I can respond knowing all of that. I truly, truly think, don't make fun of me, but I truly think that my journaling is responsible for making me happier, for bringing more money into my life, okay? I completely and totally manifested my boyfriend in my journal. I've told him that. I've told his family that, which I can talk about in a different episode because I think that you can bring so much into your life through journaling. And just the routine of it all gives my day structure, and it gives my day a sense of calm first thing in the morning. And in this crazy world, calm is the best thing that you can have for yourself, and is the best thing that you can prioritize in your life. So what I want you to do is try this out. Just for one morning, do these three things on a piece of paper. It doesn't need to be like a fancy journal. It can be a scratch piece of paper. I don't care. But just try it out for one morning and see how you feel the rest of the day. Because just having that routine in the morning can actually change your life. It changed mine. And I hope that you try this out and you see that and you feel that, because I would feel so guilty if I had this secret to a better life and I didn't share it. So try it out. Let me know how it goes. DM me and give me an update. I really think that morning routines are crucial to a successful and happier life. And if you don't have a routine that you feel great about right now, this could be a great option for you to develop that. And yeah, that is it for today's morning routine podcast and how to have a happier and more successful life. I'm going to be doing a lot more of these solo episodes. So if you have things you want me to talk about, send me a question on Instagram in the comments or DMs, and I'll do a future episode on it. Also, please, please, please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. Also, please rate and review this podcast. As you guys know, I'll be giving shout outs and reading your comments every episode. So please be sure to do that. And just a reminder, we'll be coming at you every Wednesday. So buckle up, because it's going to be too much to handle. See you next week.